From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The government's latest readout on employment is painting a mixed picture. The Labor Department says there was a net gain of only 36,000 new jobs last month, much less than analysts had expected. But the unemployment rate fell 0.4%, down to 9%. That's the lowest level in nearly 2 years. NPR's Giles Snyder joins us now. And Giles, how are analysts making sense of these numbers?
Craig, the consensus had been for some 150,000 jobs, but other economic indicators out earlier this week appear to suggest that the economy could have topped that. Analyst Hugh Johnson of Hugh Johnson Advisors says at first blush, today's report is disappointing, but Johnson says you have to dig a little deeper to figure out what's going on.
Yes, this was a disappointing number. We only had 36,000 added to payrolls. But then when you take into consideration the fact that this number was largely held back or was a low number largely because of the weather, you feel a little bit relieved.
Well, harsh snowstorms last month cut into construction employment, which fell by 32,000, the most since May.
So, Giles, if economists like Hugh Johnson don't seem worried, what about Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke?
Well, Bernanke says there is grounds for optimism, Craig, but he added yesterday that it will take several years for the jobless rate, which at 9%, it will take us several years for that rate to come down to normal levels.
Thanks, Giles. That's NPR's Giles Snyder reporting from Washington. Tens of thousands of pro-democracy demonstrators have gathered in Cairo's main square for what protest leaders are calling the Day of Departure, the day they insist that Egypt's President Hosni Mubarak step down. Army troops are keeping a close eye on the assemblage. NPR's J.J. Sutherland is there.
Everywhere I look, I'm surrounded by people. People talking in English, people come up to me and say, we just want to tell you one message, that we're peaceful. We just want Mubarak to go. Mubarak out, Mubarak out. It's really quite amazing the range of people I've met, doctors, businessmen, students, unemployed people, and they're all very much the same. It's an incredibly peaceful demonstration. I've seen no violence whatsoever. The people are very respectful. They are gathered here in numbers larger than it's been, you know, since I've been in Egypt this past week.
NPR's J.J. Sutherland in Cairo. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says the U.S. wants to see the transition process begin sooner rather than later.
I urge the government and a broad and credible representation of Egypt's opposition, civil society, and political factions to begin immediately serious negotiations on a peaceful and orderly transition.
President Obama is expected to answer reporters' questions about the situation in Egypt this afternoon. An official in Pakistan says about 22,000 people have fled intense fighting between government troops and militants near the Afghan border, the offensive aimed at militants accused of targeting security forces there. This is NPR News. About 4,000 military troops in Australia are helping clean up areas that were hit hard by the powerful cyclone that swept across the northeastern part of that country. Stuart Cohen in Sydney says the storm caused widespread damage, but only one death.
Some of the biggest cities in the region, the tourist destinations of Cairns and Townsville, escaped the worst of the storm, but many smaller communities were ripped apart by the powerful winds. Hundreds of homes and businesses have been flattened, luxury yachts tossed up on the shoreline of harbors like sticks scattered along the beach. Emergency services have had to use chainsaws to cut their way through downed trees and utility poles, while flooding has left many roads impassable. For NPR News, I'm Stuart Cohen in Sydney.
High school seniors at a charter school in Philadelphia are already anticipating their graduation this spring. Lisa Carlin reports they go to one of seven schools in the city being run by the Mastery Charter Organization.
17-year-old Chanel Twyman is feeling energized.
I just got my first acceptance to Spelman College, and I'm very excited about that. So I'm just ready for more acceptances.
On the fourth floor of Twyman's school, a poster announces colleges that have already accepted Shoemaker students: Bucknell, Penn State, Howard University, among others. In 2006, Mastery Charter took over a troubled middle school. These seniors make up the first graduating class. Mastery Charter maintains that educational inequity is one of today's most pressing social problems. Shoemaker Principal Sharif Almeki says of the upcoming graduation,
I think our students walking down that aisle to me is another blow to address that civil rights issue.
Lisa Carlin for NPR News, Philadelphia.
And I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR.